This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When I ask you about the four guys who I think are getting the most pub right now as far as greatest, best performance, and let's keep this in mind a little bit with the fact that you are limiting Nico and what some of these other guys can do. And you've got some guys that are banged up that aren't even in the game. But as far as guys that we actually saw, what should people do, Coop, if people want to jump in the hot tub and talk some football?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
Thank you, Coop. What down?
Coop here. First down.
Mike Matthews. Sorry, I'm ahead of the curve again. I told you Mike Matthews is going to be really good, I think, about 3 months ago. Was I wrong?
You were not. Mike Matthews was epic, and it wasn't just the touchdown passing. One, the touchdown catch he got was very impressive. I mean, he had, again, that wasn't a great throw by Nico. He had to adjust on the route on the fly, and he did. And, I mean, he is fast. He is tall. I'm not trying to overreact, but it's possible you could see a number one receiver this year. And I know Brew McCoy is going to come back in the fall, but Mike Matthews might be the best receiver Nico's got this year. Just raw talent. He's amazing.
Mark says, do we look in the football portal for some depth in the backfield and offensive line? We are going to discuss that. First, Coop, what down?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
All right, another guy that certainly showed up was Boo Carter. Been telling you that for about 3 months. I'm not trying to break my arm, pat myself on the back, but I feel like I've been pretty ahead of the curve on these guys. Boo Carter, if I said 6.5 games, he starts at strong safety, or he starts. Let's just say starts. Did you take the over or the under?
The over, easily. I think he's going to start the first week of the year. At strong safety. So, and he played, I think what stood out to me about Boo Carter was he was able to play a little bit up on the line in this game. And, you know, kind of, I'm not saying, as you know, Dave, because you covered it, how Monty Kiffin used Eric Berry. He used him as another linebacker, basically, because Eric Berry was just so physically gifted as a tackler. And you wondered about that with Boo Carter as an athlete playing safety. And he showed, I mean, he really can't, he's not afraid to hit.
Yeah. Now, Dylan says it was good to see Matthews sticking his neck out and throwing blocks as a freshman. That is very true. Smoky Mountain Red said Matthews is a better Brew, and that is not a knock on Brew. I'm not hating that statement, and I'm about as high on Brew as anybody you're going to find in the Knoxville media. I'm not hating that statement.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What down, Coop?
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
All right. Another standout performer, Jeremiah Tealander. Your thoughts on Mr. Tealander?
Yeah, he had a sack in the game. Tennessee, last year they had to run him a good bit when Tealander, because of Caleb, I can't even talk right now. Listen to myself. Keenan Peely's injury. They went from Tealander to Elijah Moore, and I mean, they were trying to figure things out. Tealander showed a little more lateral quickness. I think he's going to finally provide depth that's needed at linebacker this year. The two main guys, let's be honest, are Peely and Arian Carter. They're going to be the stars in the fall, but Tealander showed he could actually have some value again for depth, and that's a big deal. He had a sack, he had I believe, three tackles in the game. So yeah, I think Thielander is that's a big deal. Tennessee needed depth and he showed it.
He's a Mike, right? I don't think he could play Sam, could he?
No, I don't think so. He's gonna play Mike, yeah.
All right. Before we get to fourth down, about Chris Brazel, who is going to be very, very good. I told you that one as well, I believe. I want to remind you that Four Downs is brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Mention Off the Hook Sports gets $500 off. Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
Yes, sir. You are an all SEC center, Cooper. So the last one on our standout performers of the spring, four downs, brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Chris Brazel, wide receiver. The second, thoughts on Brazel?
Yes, Brazel had four catches for 89 yards and a touchdown. I'm not reading too much into it. A lot of that was towards the end when they were kind of, you know, having a little bit of fun. And that touchdown was, Dave, I would have been concerned if he didn't score a touchdown on that play. I mean, that was the easiest catch in the world to make.
I agree with everything you said about the game, but they pranced him out there to the media. And a lot of times when they do that, they like the guy. And maybe the guy's in the right place at the right time. So if he hadn't have visited with the media, which Josh Heupel keeps close tabs on, I would have agreed with you. But I think they like something about him because he was out there talking to reporters.
That could definitely be possible, that maybe they want to tout him because they are high on him. But how many receivers are we going to see them run in the fall? I mean, we're talking Mike Matthews and Chris Brazel already. Brew McCoy is coming back. I'm pretty sure Squirrel White has the slot position locked up, and Dante Thornton is also part of that rotation. I mean, guys, you can get excited, but I'm sorry, Tennessee's still only going to run three guys at receiver. That's Josh Heupel's philosophy. That's what he's going to do.
I'm going to take umbrage with that, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, I think that they're going to run more. I think that they're going to have more out there. I think that there's a good chance they do something similar to what they've done at tight ends the past couple of years, where they two platoon system, this sort of thing. I think they've got too much depth there and they're too excited about the possibilities of what they could get done. I also don't think they like the fact that for the past 2 years, an injury through their passing offense in the toilet for a bit. So I think they want to spread the ball around a little bit more. I think that's the goal from day one. We'll see. Could they stick with the three like they've done to this point? They certainly could, but I just think they've got too much to overlook.
I think, but see, Dave, part of this and a huge part of the success the quarterback and receiver have in Heupel system is the chemistry, because the receiver has to break the right way on a route, and the quarterback has to anticipate that he's going to break that way. And otherwise, things could be a total disaster. And so I feel like if you run six guys, a part of doing that is being in sync and rhythm. You run six guys, you're not going to be in sync or in rhythm. So it's the tight ends.
See, I'm going to disagree with you there too. I don't think six people is that big of a number to get six people ready. I realize it's double the three, right? So it's double the amount of work. I get you there. Yes. It's double the three, but it's still just six dudes running routes. Can't they do that? I would think. And I think Brazel will be one of the guys. And I think ultimately you're in a position where you can't control the boiling pot. Like you put the you put the cover on it, but it's boiling too hot and heavy with wide receiver talent. And that some of that talent's going to boil out and over the pot if you try to cover it up. That's a terrible, terrible sports analogy. But did you see what I was trying to get there?
I get what you're trying to do, but sometimes you can be so loaded and you still go with the main guys. Dave, Alabama, under Nick Saban's run, had five-star after five-star after five-star to their third or fourth string. And they still ran one or two receivers.
For what I just said, I might be loaded.